Hey everybody. Y'all thought we were gone.
Yes, but we are back. We back for a very special episode. We miss y'all. We hope you missed us. At least I know I miss y'all. So, Lakeisha, what's been going on with you lately? How you been?
Nothing much, cuz, but work, and more work, spending time with family and friends and all that good stuff. How about yourself?
The same. I'm just getting ready to just my last week of work before we get out for the holiday break. Get out for 2 weeks. So I'm happy for that, you know, because this break is needed. Well needed and well deserved.
Yes.
Okay. But before we go ahead and get into this episode, allow us to reintroduce ourselves. I am your girl Shaniquia, aka S,
and I am your girl Lakeisha, aka L,
and together we make insightful conversations with S and L. And if you're watching this right now, go ahead and like, subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Just do all that. So make sure that you all are in the know of whenever we drop episodes. Okay. And also, if you are an audio podcast person, you can follow us on all major audio podcast platforms. All right.
Correct.
Did I miss anything, Lakeisha?
As well as YouTube. So for those of you all, if you're more like me, I'm more of a YouTuber, more so love to watch videos and things of that nature. We also have a YouTube page as well. So come on over to YouTube and join us as well. We appreciate it.
Yeah. And we'll make sure to reiterate that again at the end of the episode. So
yes,
that way you'll know, because you can never have too many reminders about that. Okay. So do we want to go ahead and get started now that we got Okay, so for all of any new viewers and listeners that we have, or returning visitors and listeners and viewers, we like to start off our episodes with what we call buzzworthy topics.
Yes.
So, Lakeisha, anything been buzzworthy in your week?
It's been a lot that's been going down over the past couple of weeks. I think one of the most noteworthy topics that you and I discussed prior to today's taping. For those of you all that have not been following the news, or if you're not millennials like Shaniquia and I, this individual we grew up watching, and it's just really just been a blessing just to see his evolution over the years and see him grow his brand and give back to the community and things of that nature. If you do not know who we are talking about, him and his family suffered a very, very dear loss on this weekend. So we wanted to send our condolences to Nick Cannon, the creator and founder of Wildin' Out, and things like that. Anything you want to add, you know, about that particular topic, Shaniquia? Yeah.
I do. And I like how you said the creator and founder of Wildin' Out. But also, mm-hmm. I first, you know, was introduced to him through, remember that show, All That?
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. And did you know that he has a talk show now?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, but I'm glad that you brought that up, because I actually, whenever I can, I tune in to his talk show. And I happened to see the episode of his talk show where he basically announced his son had died, because I think it was his son was 5 months old, named Zen, if I'm not mistaken, and died basically of a form of brain cancer. And you know, I don't have a child, so I don't know what it's like to lose a child, but of course no parent should ever have to, you know, lose their child, bury their child. And so I know that is a tremendous, you know, loss. And something really major to be grieving. So I just, like you said, I just want to just throw, you know, out my condolences and my prayers to him and his family, as well as his baby mothers of his child. I think her name's Alyssa, you know, just kind of throw that out and just letting them know that they're definitely in my thoughts and definitely in my prayers. And that same episode where he talked about his son dying, he had his personal therapist on the episode, as well as another guy who was like an author, and they talked about grief. And I thought that was a very good episode because they really broke down like stages of grief and,
yep,
and things like that, and about losing particularly a child.
Yeah.
And also about just, you know, losing someone so close to the holiday season.
Most definitely.
And just to kind of shameless plug to throw it out there, we actually did do an episode back in season one about grief. And I do remember we talked a lot about the same things that they talked about. So definitely just want to keep him in prayers and in my thoughts. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And I just want to say something too, because I was reading a lot of comments online about him announcing the death of his son. And a lot of people, well, not that many people, but there were a few that were saying something like that he was doing this for attention, and they don't feel like how he was able to come to work so soon after, you know, the death of his son. And I'm just kind of like, well, I hate when people do that, because grief looks different for everyone. Okay.
Most definitely.
And some people, keeping busy helps them, you know what I'm saying, to kind of deal with their grief. And I don't think we should be judging anybody on what they do and how they grieve and everything like that. To me, I just thought it was very insensitive, you know, some of those comments that I had saw, because you just don't know.
Yeah.
And you don't know what you may do if you're in that same situation.
Exactly. So until you walk down the road that he has walked down, you're absolutely right. You don't know necessarily how you two would deal with something like that. And then too, just even going back to, I just think back to even just gender, you know, when it comes to how women, how we deal, you know, with issues and situation and matters versus a man. And so it did not, for me, when I saw the clip on YouTube, when he talked about, you know, about him getting back into, you know, his grind and how it's been helping him to deal with his grief, it did not shock me. I was not upset about it. I wasn't, you know, put aback about it, because like I said, I know a lot of men who probably would have done the same thing. I know men close to me who have suffered very similar losses to Nick Cannon, and they too have reacted in the same fashion and form. And so I don't see anything that's wrong with it. Like you stated, he is currently seeking out therapy. So it's not like he's trying to mask what he is going through. He's going through the steps that he feels is going to help him through this situation. And as his fans, all we can do, if you really are a fan like you say you are, is to support him and his family during this time, because we never ever know what's up that road for us and when we may need somebody or a shoulder to lean and cry on. So once again, Nick, we got your back. I know that God has great things in store, you know, for you and your family, you know, as you continue down this journey, down this leg. And I know that, you know, there was another clip that I had seen a couple of days after that episode aired, when he said he was just taken aback with regard to how much love and support his had actually been pouring out to both him and his family. So as always, we know that there's going to be people that don't necessarily understand or say, hey, if it was me, I would have done things X, Y, and Z. At the end of the day, you're always going to have those people no matter what. They're going to stand, you know, by your side. And so I have no doubt that he has a support system that is fortified around him and his healing and his forward successes.
Agreed. So again, Nick, you're in our prayers and in
our prayers.
Okay. So, and another buzzworthy moment and topic that I want to bring up is Megan Thee Stallion graduating from college.
Congratulations.
Yes,
Megan.
Congratulations. I guess I should call her Megan the graduate now. but I think that it's so dope that, you know, she basically kept her word, you know what I'm saying? Because that was a goal of hers that, you know, she was saying, like, I think ever since she got into the rap game, talking about, you know, that she was in college and that she was going to graduate and things of that nature. And I love it. Yeah. I love when rappers actually rap about stuff that they're dealing with and they own it. You know what I'm saying? So I love that. And I know she graduated, I believe it was Texas Southern University. I think that's the HBCU. So
it is.
HBCUs out there. And did you watch the clip that they showed of her actually walking across the stage? I saw it on the Shade Room.
I did not. Like I said, I was working all this weekend, okay. So I did not catch the clip.
So I saw it and I thought it was so cool that she graduated with her class, because you know how some people probably, especially someone of, you know, her status, could have easily just, you know, not attended the graduation, you know, just like have my degree sent to me. You know what I'm saying? But the fact that she actually wanted to participate in the commencement ceremony, walk with her class, you know, basically just experience all the things you experience when you actually graduate and participate in a commencement ceremony. But when I watched the clip, like, you could definitely tell that she had a lot of fans there watching her basically walk across the stage, because the cheers were pouring for her. It was even one point, you know how they have like the people that give you the degree or whatever?
Yeah.
It's not a degree, but you know that little thing.
Yeah.
The paper or whatever. So the professor, whoever he was, you know, he had to make sure he got his selfie in at the end with her. I guess he like, okay, I am with Megan Thee Stallion right now. You know what I'm saying? So let me go ahead and take this picture to commemorate this moment, okay?
Yeah.
But I can't even get mad at him about that. But I just want to say congratulations to her.
Congratulations, Meg. She earned her Bachelor's of Science in Health degree. So good for her. Good for her.
Yes. So I know that had to be a really fun graduation.
Yeah, almost definitely. Most definitely. Yeah.
And then I think you had brought up a good point when we were talking before we started recording. You were talking about how that might have been like for the other people, who, you know, just the regular people who were there.
Like, yeah, because graduations are, they're a once in a lifetime opportunity.
Right.
It's not like you necessarily get a do-over in a sense. And so I'm pretty sure with all the fans that she did have that were supporting her, whether they were friends, they were family, they were just fans in general. I know a lot of times at graduations, and you know, Shaniqua, graduations that we've been in attendance at, especially I think back like to high school when we graduated, you know, they were really big about noise levels and just, you know, just making sure out of respect that, each graduate's family heard, you know, their child's name being mentioned and things like that. So that was like my only, I'm like, I wonder how, you know, it felt, you know, did somebody's name kind of get lost out there, you know, in the wind with all the you know, the screaming, the yelling and the hollering and things of that nature. But I'm pretty sure, you know, it all worked out.
Well, I will say, unless they edited the clip, but the clip that they did show on the Shade Room, they focused specifically on Megan, you know what I'm saying, doing her, you know, going across the stage. And then afterwards, I think they waited till all, you know, her applause had died down. And then I think they went to the next person. At least that's how it looked. So I think, and I'm pretty sure that they knew ahead of time, you know, probably to expect that. So, but yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So kudos to the hot girl for graduating. Okay, so anything else? I mean, we know it's a lot been going on, but.
Nothing else at the present moment.
Okay, well, we can go ahead and then get into the meat and potatoes of this episode. So y'all already know that this is the holiday season coming up. And the holiday season can bring about a lot of different emotions, feelings, thoughts, whatever have you. So we thought it would be just a good idea to do an episode about the the holidays. Okay. Something called the holidays and all that jazz. Okay. So how do we want to start off this conversation? Want to talk about what we do?
Let's talk about what we do in our particular family, our particular neck of the woods when it comes to this time of the season.
Okay. So what you normally do for the holidays?
For me, one of our big family traditions from the time that I can remember, this probably took place even, you know, when I was a baby. We've always spent Christmas Day with my father's side of the family. More in particularly, my grandmother. She's asked for nothing more, nothing less than us, than to each year, you know, ask her grandkids, if we can, to gather at her house in Thomasville. And, you know, she cooks a big meal. And, you know, for those who've known her, she's known as the pound cake lady around Thomasville. And so she cooks all these, you know, variety of different cakes and things of that nature. And I remember when I was younger, you know, once, you know, the food had been put up, everything had been cleared out, then we all go into the living room. And then usually one of the older cousins plays Santa Claus. And then, you know, you pass out the different gifts under the tree to our loved ones and so on and so forth. And like I said, we've been doing this for years. I think I've only missed one Christmas that I wasn't able to spend with my grandmother. And that was the time that my mom actually relocated to Orlando. And I, you know, I reached out to my grandmother, let her know beforehand. She gave me my blessing. You know, she told me that I was making the right decision and I was doing the right thing. And although that she was going to miss me being there, you know, I needed to also be with my mother. And so, like I said, that is the only time I have ever missed spending a Christmas at my granny. And so I look forward to seeing her. I look forward to seeing, of course, my dad, my brother, my uncles, my cousins, and things of that nature. And of course, the spread. I mean, it's a spread for days. And so, yeah, that's what I'm looking forward to. Of course, it has changed over the years, and not just because of the pandemic that we're in. My grandmother, a couple of years ago, was diagnosed with dementia. And so, although she's still doing, for the most part, she's doing good, but she has not cooked dinner in the last several years. My aunt has actually picked up that task. And taking over, and she does as good as a job as my grandmother with the food and with the baking and things of that nature. And then my grandmother is still there to give her take. So she'll let you know, thumbs up, it's good. And then she may be throwing some shade, you know, to the side if she don't think that your food is on point. So
Shade it in.
Like I said, even though she is, you know, now suffering with, you know, the early stages of dementia, just any time that we get the opportunity to spend yet another Christmas with her, to me, it's something I don't take lightly because, you know, we just never know if we're going to have her around for the next holiday season. And so we will all be gathering over my aunt's house this year, and I am looking forward to loving on my granny and talking to my granny and all of that good stuff. And her, like I said, giving the approval of whether the food meets her standards or, hey, we got to go back to the chopping block with this. So how about you, cuz? What type of traditions in your family do you all usually during this holiday season?
Yeah. So first of all, I just want to say that sounds like so great. The fact that you just have like just a big family like that and y'all just do all that fun stuff and eat all that good food and stuff like that. And I wish I could meet your grandma one day.
Yes.
Awesome. Because she seemed like my type of lady. but anyway, with me, like I don't really have a big family. So my holidays are pretty much, you know, just spent with the immediate family. You know, with my parents,
right?
With my brother gone, but anyway, typically what we do is, you know, I always go home, and I spend Christmas with them. I usually try to come home maybe the day before Christmas Eve or Christmas Eve, something like that. And we just kind of spend time like watching Christmas movies because, you know, this time of year, Lifetime, Hallmark Channel,
yes.
You know, they have the Christmas movies on lock.
Let me just say,
like, and even though it be the same plot in pretty much every movie, it's always some lady who's basically like, you know, very high status, dating some guy, you know what I'm saying? That's really not on her level, but somehow the Christmas spirit bring them together. You know, am I lying, Keisha? Am I lying?
You're not.
Bring them together and then they fall madly, deeply, and passionate in love. And then they get married. I'm like, oh, this is what the holiday season is all about. So, you know, I mean, I eat it up every holiday season, okay?
Yeah.
I'm like, I already know what this plot going to be, but I still watch it because I'm going to do it.
Exactly.
So we watch, you know, the holiday movies, and then we also have our, you know, traditional holiday movies that we like to watch, you know, like Home Alone.
Yeah.
The first one and the second one. And, you know, a lot of the animated Christmas movies like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and Frosty the Snowman and Charlie Brown Christmas and the Grinch and my mom's personal favorite. She loves the Polar Express, even though I can't even and I tell my mama that all the time. I'm like, why are we watching this? But she loves that. I'm sorry. I just don't. Might be somebody else's cup of tea because obviously my mom. So anyway, just do that. And then, you know, like Christmas Day, you know, just listen to Christmas music and whatnot. And then, you know, open our gifts and, you know, eat or whatever, like whether or not we cook a meal or if we, you know, order something in advance.
Yeah.
Like last year we did like a seafood boil, like order like crab legs. And that was different for us because we never had that for Christmas. We would normally have, you know, like kind of like the traditional Christmas meal. Or a few years we would like go out to eat for Christmas for, because there were some restaurants that were still open.
Yeah.
Back at home. So we would go there and things like that and just really enjoy each other and have fun. And I think I just want to kind of throw out there that a lot of times, you know, you don't necessarily have to have like a big family or, you know, to be able to really enjoy the holiday season. Because I think a lot of times people feel that way. And I know I used to.
Yeah.
Growing up, you know, because I would be a little bit, not necessarily saying envious, but just kind of wishing that I could be, you know, part of that like big family and stuff like that, to where, you know, we all can sit around and open Christmas gifts and, you know, drink hot chocolate and eggnog and all this stuff like that. But I'm just like, I'm fine with my family.
Yeah.
That's what works for me.
Yeah.
Oh, and I forgot to mention too, I'm sure we're going to do this again this year. Last year we had started where we wore like pajamas on Christmas and took like the pictures, you know, that everybody
takes
on social media. So we may do that again.
Yeah.
With new pajamas, of course, not the same one.
But. Yeah. Another thing that we do with our family, I forgot too, to mention, usually once dinner is over and done with, before we start passing out, give something that we started in recent years is doing. I don't know if you've heard of the game called like the Right Family.
No, I haven't.
So it's not the white elephant game, but there are gifts involved. So basically in my aunt, every year there's a different game that we play. But I started playing this game with my students as well. So basically there's a story that you read. Of course, it's Christmas related. Everybody basically gets a bag, a little handbag. And of course, there's gifts. There's a gift in that bag. And it doesn't have to be nothing like extravagant or things of that nature. But as you're reading the story, your goal, you have to follow the directions. So sometimes it's going to tell you, you know, Mr. Wright went right back to the store, you know, and then he left. So then you have to pass your gift to the left or the right, depending upon where those directions fall in the story. And of course, at the end, whatever bag you are left with at that point, it's your present and you can get to open it and show everybody and things of that nature. But it's a fun store. You can actually find variations of the Wright Family Christmas Story across the internet. So for those of you all that may be interested in playing that game with your families, like I said, my aunt, she purchased, you know, little probably bags from the dollar store, and it probably had in there for, you know, females, like some hand sanitizer, like stuff that you probably buy from like Bath and Body Works. There may be like a little small journal in there with a pen. And then she made bags specific for the men in our family and things of that nature. But it was such a neat little game. And, you know, you get people laughing and people are smiling and that type of thing. And just when you think the game is over, then here comes another direction that you got to, you know, change your bag. Because as you move in these bags, some of these bags are kind of weighty. So you're like, ooh, you know, this feels like a, you know, a real expensive gift compared right. to, you know, compared to the bag that I just passed off. So that's another tradition that we've started within our family. My aunt, like I said, at some point, everybody always knows, get ready. Once dinner is done, she's cleaned up. There's going to be a game before we start going through all of these presents. So that's another way for us to bond and engage with one another during this holiday season as well.
That's good. And so I think this might be a good time to talk about holiday etiquette.
Yeah.
Okay. Because, you know, I mean, like we said in the beginning, you know, it's the holiday season.
Yeah.
And, you know, you got to be able to conduct yourself accordingly during the holiday season, like you would with anything else throughout the year. So what would you say are like some just etiquette, some things to know, do's and don'ts,
some
tips, if you will? Yeah.
I would say one tip for the holidays, especially if someone has invited you to their place, and whether that's and I wouldn't necessarily say family, because we all know how our family operates. Some of us start on time. Some of us, you know, 4 o'clock gonna mean 5 o'clock. 4 may mean 3. But let's just say, you know, a coworker invited you to a holiday outing or a dinner, a close friend, that type of thing. And you're going to be around. There may be people there that you know, but you know for a fact that the majority of the individuals at that outing, you don't necessarily know or you have that type of relationship with. I would definitely encourage you to arrive on time. Just because, like I said, just being out of respect for people's times and things of that nature. And like I said, just because your family operates in a certain shape, fashion, and form does not necessarily mean that the next individual or individuals are going to operate in the manner such as that. And so, like I said, just stand on time. If for whatever reason you're running behind, making sure that you're staying in contact with the host, giving them an ETA when regards, you know, when you will be there. Because once again, you don't want to, first impressions are big. You may not necessarily get the opportunity to make that next impression again. So that, I would say that's one of my tips as far as the holiday season is concerned. What about you, cuz?
Yeah, I agree with that. And I would also say try to figure out if you need to bring something because, yeah. You know, because like sometimes people like will come to your place and, you know, not offer to bring anything. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, especially like if it's a potluck type situation. You know, whether or not it's at your job or if it's, you know, with friends or with family or whatever, like if they tell you to bring something,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, even if it's some drinks or something, I mean, like, you know, bring something. Don't just come empty handed, especially if you're not going to bring that. Don't be trying to take all these plates of food back home.
Most definitely.
Like that bothers me.
Yeah.
Like that's going back to being respectful.
Yeah.
So I would say that.
Most definitely, cuz. Most definitely. Another tip as far as etiquette is concerned, I know we have to understand from a financial stance everybody's pocketbook and or wallet is different. So, you know, especially when we're doing these gift giving activities, sometimes they come, you know, don't spend more than $30. I've been working at companies where, you know, don't spend more than $75, $100, and so on and so forth. My thing is, if you know that you don't necessarily have, excuse me, the funds, don't feel guilty. But also don't try to live like the Joneses to impress people. Because like I said, this is like the song said, this is the most wonderful time of the year, but you also understand too, that you have a life, to live. There's bills that are still coming, you know, each and every day or every other day or every other week, based upon your situation. And so you don't want to max out credit cards, store cards, whatever, like I said, whatever finances that you have, and trying to impress people. Spend within your means when it comes to gifts. To me, most definitely put some thought behind the gift based on the person. Some people love gift cards. That's the best thing you can purchase from them. But my thing is, you know, go, you know, if you don't necessarily want to go to the person, especially if you're doing a secret type of Santa activity, you don't want the person to know who you are, reach out to people who do know them, to get some insight into what it is that he or she may like. Don't necessarily just be buying gifts because you think that they may like it. You really need to get to know the person that you're getting the gift for.
Yeah. Or I was going to say, you know, just kind of picking it back off of what you said about if you don't necessarily know the person that well, you don't necessarily want to ask them. I know like at one of my jobs before, we would create like a list. Like we wanted, I think it was like maybe at least five things that we wanted. And then that's like whoever got our names or whatever, that's what they knew. Because at least you knew you'd be getting something
right
from the list that you wanted. So I would recommend that.
Yeah.
Just kind of, you know, suggesting to do that.
Most definitely. Most definitely. Yeah. I would say when it comes to travel plans, make sure that you plan early. As we all knew, if you all, you know, watch the news throughout the Thanksgiving seasons, they, you know, were talking about, you know, just how crowded the airports were. Some, you know, some flights ended up having to be canceled, people having to spend the night in airports. Hotels are completely booked out and things of that nature. So don't get caught slipping at the last minute. Make sure that you give yourself enough time to plan out well in advance when it comes to your lodging, your meals. If you and your family are going to be participating in any type of activities and things of that nature, and so you don't get caught up at the last minute and it puts you in a predicament where you may not be able to travel to that location, period, or you still may be able to go, but because you waited to the last minute, now some things that you want to do, those activities, those opportunities may not necessarily be available to you.
And I might be jumping the gun a little bit, so this might be going into another topic, but I think, I think it kind of relates here. Just dealing with like toxic families, you know what I'm saying? Because I want to talk a little bit about that, because I had came across a post on Instagram, I believe it was, and basically the post was talking about, you know, not feeling guilty about not wanting to go home. Like if you don't want to go home because you know that you have a toxic family where, you know, they being abusive, whether it's verbally or emotionally or whatever, not feeling pressured into going home. And I completely stand by that. And maybe that could be the therapist in me, but I don't feel that just because that might be, because we were talking about traditions earlier, just because that might be a tradition to go home every year, because that might be the only time of year where y'all all may get together, I feel like if you know that this is not a good place for you to be because it's gonna like really harm your mental health, then don't go. Like you can choose to either create your own tradition doing something else. Or, you know, you can choose not to go home. Maybe you want to spend time with your friends instead. You know, maybe you want to spend time with coworkers. Maybe you want to be just by yourself for Christmas or holiday, whatever holiday you celebrate. I mean, that's completely fine. You know what I'm saying? Because, and what I mean by toxic, I mean, you know, when you got like those family members who, you know, they act up. You know what I'm saying? Where they be inebriated all the time. You know what I'm saying? Or if you single, they constantly asking you, well, when you gonna get a man or when you gonna get a woman and stuff like that, where technically that's really none of your business, one. And then two, I mean, like, you're supposed to be celebrating me, you know, wanting to see me. You know what I'm saying? Why are you worried about that? Because I don't know, maybe you do mean it in good intentions, but I mean, especially if that's a sore subject for you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no need to really bring that up. So I just think that that's just important.
You're right, cuz I totally agree. Totally agree. And another, I guess, take on that is, as we begin to grow and mature, there's nothing wrong with, like you stated, with breaking tradition, even if things are great with your family. You may decide one year, and I'll use myself for example, and I've been talking about this years with, you know, my immediate family, my mom and my dad and my brother and his kids and my sister and her kids. Like, I have this vision, like, I want us to experience a winter white Christmas, you know, rent a log cabin. It's, you know, we're in the mountains, it's snowing. I want to be outside making snow angels. I want to be building, you know, snowmen with my nieces and nephews and, you know, having a snowball fight and all that kind of thing. And I don't necessarily see anything wrong with it. I know people who have broken away from family, gone on cruises, you know, they're traveling around the world during this time of year. And I don't absolutely see anything wrong with that. And so if you decide to just even change things up for the holiday season, either your family gonna get on board or they're not. And once again, it's your life. It's a-okay. Christmas is what you make it. And if you don't have a lot of money to do things, you know, take trips and things of that nature, there is plenty of people within your community that you can give back to. There are soup kitchens that are always looking for volunteers when it comes to, you know, prepping meals, passing out meals, passing out gifts to the community. You can donate during this time of year. What better time to give back to those who may be less fortunate than you? So there are so many things that you can do during this holiday season that may necessarily not have anything to do with any, you know, type of traditions you and your family have built, but at the same time they add value to you. These are causes that you may feel passionate about, and like I said, you just want to try something different.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I think something that just came to my mind too, not necessarily about the toxic families, but just another tip, know when it's time to go. Like, I mean, you know, I can only be like, you know, give you subtle clues and stuff like that for so long. Or, you know how people, they be standing up, you know, after they, you know, leave the table or get off the couch where they stand up and, like, yeah, you know, point the head to the door or whatever. Like, I mean, come on. Like, I try not to be rude, you know what I'm saying? But if you done been here for some hours, you know, and you see that people are starting to leave, you know what I'm saying? Like,
maybe time to, you know, get pack your stuff up.
Right, take heed to this.
Yeah, especially if it's at, you know, the hostess.
Right.
If this person has been up, and a lot of times, especially when it comes to these cooks, you know, they've been cooking good, great cooks prep days in advance.
Okay,
this is not something that they've just done, you know, Christmas Eve. And so I'm pretty sure that, you know, by Christmas Day, I mean, their bodies are wore out. Mm-hmm. Two, you don't know if people have to go to work, you know, every day. Not everybody is on vacation for 2 weeks like Shaniqua and I. You know, we work at colleges and universities that give us that time off, but some people have to go right back into the swing of things the next day. So like you
or
said,
or sometimes that same day.
That same day, you're absolutely right. You're right. You're right. Especially those essential positions, you know, hospital workers, firemen, police officers, things like that. So yeah, we just want to be cognizant, you know, of people's time, people's grace, them opening up their doors. But like Shanique was saying, that don't mean that you need to be there to 1, 2, and 3, and 4
right.
in the morning, you know.
Well, when that happened, like, what you usually do, Keisha? Like, if you see that, like, you ready to go, or like somebody over your house, and like you feel like, you know what, I think it's time that they go. Like, what you do? Like, do you tell them, or do you?
Well, I'm very observant, so when I see people that are starting to leave, that's like my cue. Like, hey, let me get my stuff in. You know, go on and tell them. You know, say my final goodbyes. Have my little final hoorahs and laugh and that type of thing, and go on and get gone. Because if I invite you over my place, I don't mind, you know, us standing up and cutting up. But like I said, Saints, I'm not 20 years old anymore either. Right. So when it's time to go, like, it's time to go. And one thing about my family, especially the women in my family, especially my mom's side family, they're so funny. When you see them start cleaning up,
that's what I was just about to say.
That is the clue. When they start cleaning up, the sweeping, they putting plates together. Hey, baby, how many plates you want? You start seeing them kitchen counters go bare. Like, yeah, you better start getting the purse, the diaper bag, whatever you want in. Yeah, it's time to start packing. They giving you that little silent signal, like, hey, I love you. We've had some fun, but I'm tired. It's time for y'all to get out my house.
You took the words out of my mouth. That's what I was just about to say. Like, you know that move when people start getting ready to clean, they might take that broom out or whatever. Yeah. Or like you said, start wiping down that whole countertop and that stove, putting them plates together, like, you know, in the refrigerator, whatever. Yeah.
Yep.
It's time.
It is time.
That would be my move.
Yeah,
that'd be like my go-to move. Or I probably would be doing something like, it's been late. I ain't gonna stop. You know, like
it's a little message.
Right. You know, I'd be like, it's getting late. You know, like what time you gotta get up in the morning? You know, like something like that. That's me.
Yeah.
Right there, I was just like, okay, take heed to this. Like, it's time to go.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So y'all. Know the cues.
Know the cues.
Okay, just know the cues and take heed to them.
Take heed.
Okay, like, because don't wear out your welcome. That's all I have to say. Please don't do that.
Because you have some people, you know, you continue to, some people find that as a form of disrespect.
Right.
If you continue to do that, you may find yourself in a situation come the next event, you don't receive an invitation. And now you're in your feelings. You know, now you want to go and talk about what this person did, X, Y, and Z. No.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go back around to this. You played a part in this situation. You cannot disrespect people's time. You do not know what people have going on and things like that. Especially like if they sent out like an invitation and it has like from this time to that time, there is a reason why they put that. Like I say, you may end up going over, but let that come from the host. It's not necessarily people that's being invited, you know, to the soiree. It don't work like that.
Okay, so what if they just put until? Like they say it starts from 6 to until. What is until?
That part is up to the hostess, you know.
when they start doing them cues.
If it's a party, a Christmas party, usually they, you know, the DJ will come on and let you know, hey, this is last dance. That's the cue. Or a Christmas party. Hey, y'all, this is the last, you know, little line dance that we're going to do and blah, 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 blah. So they letting you know already, hey, if whatever fun that you didn't have in the time that we was here, hey, sorry, but all lights about to go out after all of this. Or lights going to come up after all of this is said and done with. So just be observant and watchful and mindful of not only the people that you're around, but just the subtle clues in the environment that you're in as well.
For sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know we keep saying that, but just please know the cues. I'm like, just seriously. Oh, I just thought of something.
What?
So what about dating during the holidays? And like when should you bring, you know, significant other home to meet the family? Like, or should you? You know what I'm saying? Like, because that can be part of a etiquette.
Yeah.
And tips, you know, when it's too soon to bring them.
Well, I can't say, because once again, everybody's different.
True.
Everybody's different. I think that you and your partner need to have that discussion. For me, I'm old school, so I'm not going to meet you today and then be taking you home to meet my family come Christmas Day. It does not work like that. Like, we have to build a rapport. We didn't have to see some seasons together, because one thing that I'm really big about is when I introduce you to my family, like, you and I both have had a conversation about next steps and where this is going. This is just not, you know, my friend. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're talking now long-term commitment. We're talking engagement, fiance, marriage, that sort of thing. But like I said, everybody rolls differently when it comes to that subject matter. So if you got a boo, and the two of you all feel comfortable with introducing yourselves to respective family, hey, you do your thing. Like I said, I know for me, even if I met somebody within this 2 weeks, I'm not necessarily going to feel comfortable enough to bring you around my family. And I don't necessarily know, even if he invited me around his, if I would be willing to do so in just sort of a short span of time.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I totally second everything that you're saying, because like, there needs to be a certain amount of time for me that we have, you know, known each other, had a relationship with each other, before I would feel comfortable with inviting you, you know, home with me, or vice versa. You know what I'm saying? Because I think a lot of times people kind of move too quickly with that. You know, I don't know if it's just because of having the idea of being with someone for the holiday season, like, okay, well, like, let me go let you meet the family, or this, that, and the other. And I just kind of think, like, you know, sometimes it might be too soon. But I think you will really know, like, when it's wrong. You know what I'm saying? But I definitely feel that a conversation needs to be had ahead of time.
Do not take people off guard. This is not the time to be surprising, you know, putting blindfolds on people, and then you take the blindfolds off and then they at your parents' house. You don't do people like that. Because you wouldn't necessarily want to be treated in that fashion. So definitely some conversations. Some various discussions need to lead up to you all meeting. Because there are some things we got to prep you for. You know, we know our family. Let's just be real. You know, I just throw you to them. Not just saying that, you know, family is bad, because they're not. But like I said, we all know, you know, this auntie over here is going to interrogate you, you know, like she is a member of the FBI team. And so I got to get you
right.
You know, grandma gonna be over here trying to feed you and stuff you with all this good food and so on and so forth. So there's a process when it comes to meeting the family. And to me too, the two of you should know, or y'all relationship, or whatever you want to term it, it should have some type of affinity to it. So like I said, it just shouldn't just be friendly. Like I say, it should be somewhat serious before you all get to the parent situation. But like I said, different strokes for different folks and things like that. But I just know with me, where I'm at in my life.
Did you hear me? I said, did you say different strokes with different strokes?
I meant to say different strokes with different strokes. That's what I meant to say, but I know that where I'm at in my life and what it is that I'm desiring in terms of long-term commitment marriage. Like I said, for me, it's a process. It's not somebody that I just met and I'm feeling hot and bothered about you. Or because it's the Christmas holiday, I don't want to appear alone. I don't want to be alone. So I'm just going to bring you along into what
Exactly.
That works. There's some unhealed situations there. So, take your time. Don't get caught up in the, like you said, the Hallmark movies. Like, we love Hallmark. We love Lifetime, because, like you said, they all got the same
plot twist. We know that. And it's cute on screen, y'all. But we know 9 out of 10 times that's not how things play out in real life. And it's okay. Mm-hmm. When it's your time today, when it's your time to come into connection with your husband or your wife, it will happen. But in time, like I said, there is still so much more that you can be doing, ways that you can be enjoying yourself during this holiday season so that you don't feel, you know, like you have to put on or you have to impress family, friends, coworkers, who so forth and whoever when it comes to your relationship status.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. Agreed. And plus, I think sometimes it just seems and looks weird, you know, like every year you bring in somebody new for home for the holidays. And I'm just like, well, what happened to so-and-so last year? Because I would be that person that way. And I'm just like, no, it's just not a good look.
Oh, gosh.
It's just, you know what I'm talking about, Keisha. You know, because some people would do that.
Yes.
It's a different person.
Yeah.
Every year.
And like I said, that goes back to there's still some unhealed areas of your life that you need to address, you know, instead of, like I said, putting on and acting, because that's what you're doing. You're acting and putting on like you're okay, and you may not be, and that's okay. But go and get the help that you need. And like I said, when it's time for that man or woman to come into your life, they'll come. But until then, honey, continue living fabulously.
Okay, live your best life on purpose.
Live your best life, yes.
On purpose.
On purpose.
Yeah. We got any other tips? I think I pretty much covered all of mine.
I think I did too. I would say one more tip before we get out of here.
Okay.
For those of us who enjoy partaking in a beverage, or two.
A refreshing beverage is all I like to call it. A refreshing
beverage, whether that may be a wine, a glass of wine, you know, wine cooler, liquor, beer, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Watch your intake. You know what your body can and what you cannot handle. And so, especially if you haven't been around your loved ones in quite some time, this is not the time for you to embarrass yourself. We all know that we got at least one person, if not several people in our family who love social media. And so you don't want to see yourself the next day out here, you know, in these Facebook, Instagram, TikTok streets, you know, acting a fool because you could not handle your intake. So just be mindful of that. Two, we know that our communities, with regards to law enforcement, they're going to ramp up, you know, the police force and things like that. And so you also don't want to put yourself in a situation where you could get caught driving under the influence. And now that's even more problems, you know, things that you didn't necessarily anticipate when it came to you coming home and spending time with your family. So, you know, just be mindful, be cautious, be knowledgeable. If you know you've had too many, it's time to stop. It's time to stop.
Yeah. And on another note, also, when we're talking about bringing something to the function, you know, like if it's a potluck or whatever, and I know y'all done heard about this before, like especially like during Thanksgiving and stuff like that, this ain't the time to be like, if you're not really a cooker like that, this really isn't the time to be trying to create something new and trying to learn how to do something, you know, like for the holiday function, like just bring some drinks, okay? Or like you know, store-bought pie, cake, or something like that.
What? Somebody to cook, you know, whatever your dish for you. There are people that will do that. I do that all the time. Like if I put myself down to bring a dessert, I am not a baker, but I know people that can bake their behinds off, and I don't mind paying them the money so people can sit up here and be like, dang, Keisha, that pound cake was the bomb. Thank you.
Like, I can go back
and, yeah, and doing that, I can go back and plug who made the pound cake, you know, that type of thing. So, yes, I agree with you
on that. This is not the time of year for experimentation. You do that on your own dime in your own kitchen.
Right.
But not when you're around family. We got to eat your food. No.
Right.
No. Because you'll catch it in the pot when you got there. And by the time you leave, it'll still be in that pot.
Right. But you know what? I was thinking, Keisha, when you were saying about paying someone to bake, like if you're not a baker, like paying somebody to bake. But you could let them know, be like, well, yeah, I slaved over this cake or whatever. It took a lot to bring it up here to these steps and put it on this table and put it on this spread or whatever. Like, yeah, that was hard work right there.
Oh gosh. Yeah. I do get like a little nice little platter and set it up on. The people who know me know, like, she's not a baker. But like I said, I don't mind paying somebody who got the skills to do so. Cause like I said, I mean, you want a good meal.
Right.
You know, and I don't care what no store bought desserts don't taste the same like homemade.
Wait, I think it depends on where you're getting it from.
Give me an example.
Okay, like Publix. They got some really good baked goods. Like, they cakes are the bomb, so are they pies. You know, I mean, they cheesecake is good. You know, I mean. Cheesecake
are good. I give them that.
So, I think that theirs are.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I'm still go with my home-baked pound cake. But their cheesecakes are busting. I will never, ever sit up here and go talk to you about that. You find great cheesecakes.
Yeah.
Cheesecakes, cupcakes, like you said, some of their cakes are really, they are really, really good. Even their cookies, that's another one. Yeah. They number one when it comes to cookies. So, yeah.
Yeah, I'm telling you, Publix ain't gonna steal you wrong. Yeah. But I think that's all of my tips. Yay. I just had to throw that in there by the experiment.
We should start off with that one. That's
so I know, right? But no, but we ended it with it. So that means it's important. It's just as important. So, but no, but seriously though. But yeah. So we really do hope that you really take heed to what we talked about, you know, in this episode in terms of just like all the tips and just kind of get some ideas on how to conduct yourself accordingly during this time. Because, you know, it is all about having fun, but we do want you to be safe in the process. And, you know, we want you to really be able to, you know, take care of yourself. You know what I'm saying? Not only physically, but mentally, too, because this time of year can be very difficult for people. So we want to keep that in mind, especially people that have lost, you know, someone either like earlier in the year or years prior or even like recently coming up to Christmas or holiday season or whatever. Just kind of be kind and keep that in mind, you know, don't give people a hard time. Okay. I think that's the only way I can say it. Just don't, because you just really don't know like what people are going through. And this can be really, really tough.
Yeah. And just knowing that just by being kind and showing grace and mercy to an individual, how that can change the trajectory of their day. You know, we're still in a global pandemic, you know, so everybody is still in some shape, form, or fashion being affected, you know, by this virus. Some parts of our country, some parts of this world, our nation are doing better than others, but at the same time, it's still here. It's not like it's just going to disappear on tomorrow. And so even just thinking about it from that stance, you know, if you're ordering out to restaurants, you know, be nice and gracious to your delivery drivers. Even the postmen during this season, they are out and about. These workers are working late at night, making sure, trying their best to get our packages to us, you know, before the Christmas holiday season. And so, you know, even a thank you, it don't necessarily always have to be something tangible, but just your words in itself can really, really, really touch the hearts and minds and souls of people, not only throughout this holiday season, but beyond. So just keeping that in mind, you know, as we're going throughout our day, the reason for this season, it's more than giving gifts. It's more than us, you know, getting together and spending time with our loved ones and things like that. But the reason for this season, especially excuse me, for those of us who are Christians, is to celebrate, you know, the birth of Jesus and things like that, and everything that he exemplified during his time here on earth, and what he's continued to exemplify for our lives. So just treat people the way that you want to be treated. Mm-hmm. To me, that's what it just boils down to. Treat people the way that you want to be treated. You never, ever know how one good deed will come back to you, whether it comes back twofold, threefold, so on and so forth. So
I agree. That was kind of our insight. No, actually, it was our insightful moment. Because normally we do like to end our episodes with some type of insightful moment for you all. So that was it. because I definitely do second everything that you were saying, just remembering the reason for the season and just
the reason for the season.
And keeping that in mind, and you know, whatever holiday. Yes. That you celebrate or whatever, just keep in mind that this is a time for, you know, just being kind to people and, you know, really being there for others and just, you know, showing love and compassion. So like we told you at the beginning of the episode, please make sure that you like and follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Our handle is Insight Convo WSL. And also, don't forget to subscribe to us on our YouTube channel. We're on YouTube as Insightful Conversations with SNL. So feel free to leave us comments. You know, if there was something from this episode that really resonated with you and you want to let us know, feel free to leave us a comment and say that. Or, you know, you can hit us up on our DMs, you know, Facebook and Instagram as well. Like I said, the handle at Insight Convo WSL. Or for those people that like to email, you can email us at insightfulconversations37@gmail.com. So either way, we love to hear from you. Okay. Yeah. So you have anything else in closing?
Nothing else. Well, one more thing in closing. I think we talked about it kind of briefly. But just wanted to send our condolences to the victims of the tornadoes in those six states that were hit recently by those tornadoes. Some of the states that were affected include Arkansas, Illinois, Kentucky, Missouri, Mississippi, as well as Tennessee. I think the latest headline that I read was as of present, there's more than 80, you know, that have been pronounced dead. And so, you know, just like Shaniquia and I said, you know, early, for some of us, this is a very joyous time of the year. For some people, they are facing some things that they probably never imagined. Mm-hmm. So be kind, lift up a prayer. If you can give, and like I said, it does not always have to be tangible. I cannot reiterate that enough. Sometimes giving is just giving of your time, you listening, you know, you stepping in and helping an elderly person with a task and et cetera. And so, like I said, we want those families to know, you know, along, like I said, when we stated, we talked about Nick Cannon earlier, that they are definitely in our prayers during this time of bereavement for them and their family.
Mm-hmm. Very well said. So as we sign off, we just really want to wish you all a very safe and happy holiday season. Yes. You know, Merry Christmas, Happy Kwanzaa. Yes. I believe Hanukkah has already passed. Yes. But for the people, if anybody that's following us that, you know, celebrate Hanukkah, we hope that you had a great holiday season with that as well. And just, you know, Happy New Year, because that's going to be coming up soon. So we just hope that, you know, that y'all have just really, really, really happy holiday season. And we look forward to seeing y'all again very, very soon, because we will be back on the airwaves pretty soon. So just be kind of looking out for that. So that's why we're telling you to like and follow all of our social media pages and subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you'll know exactly when we're going to be coming back. All right. Very good. Very good. Okay. So if there's nothing else, we can go ahead and we can close this episode. And again, y'all have a very good holiday season, and we'll talk to y'all very soon. All right.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, y'all. Bye. Peace out.